Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right, welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. Tyler, I see you're on the road, man, on your way back from Utah up to the big North Dakota. I guess northeast bound, that's what you are. What's up, big guy?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm in my truck, so.
It's a big secret or what? Hey, I was talking to Richie Rich today. We were talking about Diesel Dave, and I tried to get a hold of old Diesel there and see maybe he'll pop in tonight and jump in on the show now that he's back from his triple bypass surgery. What do you think there, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if he comes on, but, he came in, it said hi, which was awesome, but I'm not expecting him to make it to every show or anything yet. You know, he's still recovering, so it'd be nice to hear from him again, though, that's for sure.
And, Kelly McCullough Kelly McKelly from Lady Truckers. Actually, it's actually not Lady Truckers anymore. It's now, what's the new one? It's the only Lady Truckers page. Now that she got hacked, 35,000 followers on Facebook on the new, on Lady Truckers, and now she's got a new page. Of course, praise God on the suggestion here of Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, she's now getting more followers. I didn't check on her page. Did you go over there and like that, Tyler, over there on the new Lady Truckers page? Kelly does a heck of a job. Our resident flatbed lady, 10-year, same company, can throw chains like most guys can't. What do you think?
Yeah, I haven't went over and looked at the new page or anything yet, but we'll see how it turns out. I'm sure she'll grow it, and hopefully people that were on her original page will go over and give their support again, and that'll all work out. I know we will. So I didn't think that she actually had it officially up, so I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Official, so.
Yeah, she's up, man. I liked her the other day. I'm actually going in there to check to see where she's at right now. I seen one that had 15,000. I don't know if it's hers or not. But hey, let's get into what we were supposed to talk about tonight. By the way, today's the last day of season two, and then we'll be off for a couple weeks, retooling. They're going to be getting ready for season three, kicking that off. And I think they're still going to be going at the same time, 8:00, but we'll all be talking about that. So today's the last day of season two. It won't be a long episode today, but Tyler, did you see what they put up there on Facebook, what we're talking about tonight? There was poor lady. I mean, we'll be reading the article, but the tractor trailer, I guess he lost his brake or his brake hub came off somehow. And, they said upon investigation, and I'll read it, upon investigation, that it was a big giant hole through the driver's side window. And I don't even want to try to describe it because it's got to be a horrible news for that family. And I don't know if you knew this, Tyler, if you read the article, but there was a little kid in the car also. And so I guess when she got killed, her car veered off the road, hit a tree, and then the kid had like minor injuries. I don't know if it was a little tiny kid or what it was, but what unfortunate stuff. So we're going to talk about that today. I mean, when I was a driver, Tyler, there's been plenty of incidents, and I'll never forget the time I was a little overweight and, I blew a big old gator out the back and some guy was tailgating me. And they said the guy behind me in a car was swerving all over the road. Pieces of rubber were hitting him. And, it's just a dangerous thing to be getting around tractor trailers going down the road. The projectiles, the things that come off big trucks, they're not little. I mean, we'll get in and talk about rock trucks and all that good stuff. Tyler, you want me to take a quick break and we'll go ahead and play a couple commercials and we're going to get right into this unless you got something to add.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead and play the ones that we can play, and we'll kind of get into it. I got a couple of things I want to say that I've seen out on the road since I've been driving here today, and then that kind of actually goes in with the topic, so it works out.
Yeah, I see a bunch of people in the sound room, too, while I'm playing this. I'm going to jump over and see if anybody wants to join us. So I'll be back. I'm going to play a couple commercials.
Hey, drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small, family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey, all you drivers out there that are craving technology, well, check this out. The Driver Pulse app for phones and tablets is 10th Street's first app for drivers. 10th Street is a software company focused on bringing drivers and carriers together. They work with 700 plus carriers, 2 million plus drivers, and have managed over 5 million IntelliJob applications. The Driver Pulse app gives you behind the scenes access to a carrier's hiring process. No more waiting in the dark for details about your application. You can see if your hiring process is in the fast lane or if it has slowed down to a crawl because of missing information or other issues. With Driver Pulse push notifications enabled, you could even know about changes before your recruiter. If you still have questions, Driver Pulse enables you to send messages in real time to your recruiter. Driver Pulse keeps you in the loop no matter where you are. Some features include track applications and hiring process
for each carrier via the pulse tracking meter. Like your favorite carriers to let them know your level of interest. Block carriers to remove them from your feed and let them know your level of interest. And last but not least, message with recruiters in real time. These are just some of the features on Driver Pulse app. So head on over to iTunes or Google Play and download the free Driver Pulse app today for the latest in streamlined application process.
Well, all right. Welcome back to Talk CDL. Tyler, guess what? We got another driver that wants to come on the show with us tonight. And, you know, I got to tell you something, Tyler. You know, there's some cool names out there, and then there's some okay CB names. But take a guess what this guy's name is.
That'd be nearly impossible, seeing as how many they are, based off of, you know, our, what we posted on our Facebook page. I'm not even going to try and guess.
You know, and Tyler, I don't know if you're really familiar with cool names. You know what I mean? But check this one out. He's called the Oklahoma Tomcat. Pretty cool, man. What do you think? I'm going to bring him on here, and let's talk with him.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Tomcat.
Yes. How are you doing?
I was telling everybody out here, man. I mean, some people got cool names, and then there's cool names, man. That Oklahoma Tomcat, that's a cool name, man.
I've also had some people question me about why I'm the Tomcat.
Yeah, why don't you tell us?
Well, actually, it is a CB handle that I've had roughly 13 years. I used to be in the military and the Navy. I worked on the Super Tomcats, the F-14 Super Tomcats. And so I kind of incorporated that and then put Oklahoma in front of it. Guess where I live.
I was going to guess it had something to do with the Tomcat.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Tomcat, you know, Tyler here is our local Air Force guy.
Oh.
He's all Air Force.
Cool.
All
right. So, what do you do, man? What kind of running do you do?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What kind of running do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, well, I'm an over-the-road truck driver and trainer for a large company. And
awesome.
I've also been the safety office.
Yeah. What do you pull, van, reefer, flatbed? What do you do?
Dry vans.
Yeah. Good old dry van, huh? That's most common.
Yep.
Awesome, man. So you work in safety, you do training, so you kind of like wear a bunch of hats here.
Yeah, well, I'm for most of my driving career, I've worked as a over-the-road trainer, training new students. That's what I'm currently doing. For a while, they asked me if I wanted to work in the safety office in Oklahoma City. And I was like, sure. You know, I did that for a while until I met another driver, you know, and we started dating. And I found out that people who work in the safety office can't date drivers.
So, I mean, if you can mention the company that you work for if you want to. We don't mind.
Okay, yeah, CRST.
CRST, oh, yeah. Okay. And you're on their van side. You already said that. That's cool. Yeah, awesome. Well, man, welcome to the show, man. Hey, real quick, I just want to say hi to Alan. He just popped in here. What's up, big guy?
How's it going, Troy? Not too much. Uh-huh. I'm just hanging out in Indy for my 34.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're not far from home.
No, not at all. I'm actually, I've got a load I got to pick up in the morning at 10 o'clock, and then I'm going to be rolling back into Edwardsville for a relay. And I'm not sure what's going to be going on after that, but definitely heading back that way, so that's good.
Yeah, Tyler's on the road today. Everybody's on the road, man, except me. I'm just sitting here in Florida in the rain. Man, it's been raining like crazy down here. My gosh. So, anyways. Hey, guys. Oh, I don't know if you knew this, Alan, but Diesel was on the show the other day. It was just Tyler and I, and all of a sudden I looked, and there his number popped up. I'm like, no way. Yeah, we played a little clip. We uploaded a little clip from the show up onto Facebook so people can see surprise old Diesel. And I see a bunch of people saying hi to him, welcome back, and all their good stuff. And, of course, he's not on tonight.
What day was that?
Wednesday.
Wednesday? Shoot. Oh, man, that's a bummer. Well, good. How's he doing?
He's doing much better. Praise God, man. So
he sounded good on the air Wednesday. I was listening on Stitcher, and he sounded real good, and it's great to hear that he's recovered so well.
Yeah, but he said most people are in the hospital 6 days. He was in 16, you know, and, you know, Diesel's going to be 71 here if he hasn't already turned 71. So, you know, the older you get, the harder it is when you go into surgery. So it is tough on you. But old Diesel, man, he smoked like a chimney his whole life. You know, I know Diesel a long time, so. But,
awesome.
What's that, Tom?
I'm glad he was back. And that's cool that you found us on Stitcher. I just want to mention that real quick. Is that where you found us on? You found us on Facebook? I'm just curious.
I found you guys on Stitcher. Actually, I've been listening for quite a while. Finally got an opportunity where we're shut down and I'm able to actually call in.
Sweet.
Cool. Right.
Hey, I can hear somebody's background. Tyler, I don't know if it's you. It like sounds like a little
bit. No, it's a chance it could be me. My truck has an exhaust on it, so every now and then that might come through. I don't know. But I'm curious. You guys, do you have us like on Facebook and everything?
I'm sorry.
You have us liked on Facebook too, or?
I did like you guys today on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
On Facebook, you'll see me as Joseph Jones.
Okay.
Right.
Awesome.
Good deal. So I want to mention real quick.
Go ahead, Tom.
I was going to say, I want to mention what I've seen today before I forget about it and we get into the topic too much. I've seen, right out of Bozeman earlier, off of I-90, a guy with a flat tire. But guess which tire it was.
Which one?
It wasn't just his steering tire. It was both front tires. Like, he had both go out, I don't know, at the same time. And one went out, and then it went, and maybe the gator hit the other. I don't know what the deal was, but... Yeah, he's just sitting on the side of the road. Both tires done. I was like, man,
that's... You mean,
that's the steer tire? This, both steer tires.
Wow.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, that's an expensive... that's expensive right there. I know my buddy, you know Jared, obviously. He's an Atlas driver, and he just had to replace one of his steer tires. It was $650.
You know, Tyler, the other day we were talking about fears, and Diesel said, you know, falling asleep, and I said hitting a low bridge. I'll tell you, one of my other fears was a steer tire blow because, man, you better hang on when you blow a steer tire and don't be jamming the brakes. I'm telling you, they say that's a wild ride, and, you know, praise God, I've never had that happen to me. It was one of my fears. Guys, let's get into this topic. I want to talk about this because... You know, we talk about everything on this show. Everything is, you know, nothing's off limits. And, you know, this is a sad story. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about this in the past. I'm going to read this real quick. It's a short article. And by the way, CDL Life, and we get a lot of stuff off those guys. It says, police search for trucker after semi-brake drum kills a motorist. Terrible, terrible news. And it's one of those accidents, before we get into it, you're thinking about, I mean, you see like a Twilight Zone movie where it's just like a total freak accident. You know, just something stupid where like a jet plane drops its waist out of a jetliner and it lands on somebody's head, you know, where it should never be. Or, you know, there was a story coming out of Indiana a couple of years ago where there was this like 200-year-old tree on a back road where nobody even drives ever. And the limb that was hanging across the road was the size of a tree, and it broke right at the exact moment when a family of five was going under it in a car. I mean, nobody else around, and it killed four people, and the infant baby lived. I mean, just how weird is the timing? Does that have to be 200 years? It never falls over. It falls over and kills somebody on a road where nobody ever goes on a road. It's like one of those fluke accidents. And here we have a weird accident. You know, I mean, you're driving down the road. You don't think all of a sudden a brake drum is going to come through your windshield and kill you. But here's the story. It says a woman died on Wednesday night after a 21-pound brake drum fell off a semi-truck and crashed through her windshield. It says Indiana driver crashes after brake drum crashes into windshield. Police say that the incident happened around 6 p.m. on State Road 46 in Owen County, Indiana. 31-year-old motorist Sarah Carr was traveling west when the brake drum fell off a truck, bounced on the road, then hit her vehicle. Carr's vehicle went off the road, down an embankment, and crashed into a utility pole. When rescuers arrived, they found a large hole in the windshield on the driver's side. Carr was later pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. A child who was in the car with her suffered minor injuries. One other vehicle was damaged as a part of the brake drum. It says the authorities police are looking for the truck driver involved in the incident. And he probably doesn't even know what happened. It says, but they have little information to go on. The only description that they have of the truck is that the back of the trailer was silver with a green trim. If you know anything about the incident, please call Owen County Sheriff's Department at 812-829-4874. That's 812-829-4874. Tyler, I'll open it up with you, brother. Give me your thoughts.
Well, you know, it's kind of the first thing that popped in my mind is that it fell off the trailer, right? So it's just kind of weird that the brake drum, I mean, it's obviously
it doesn't
not
say the trailer. Tyler, it says it fell off the truck. So, I mean, I don't know. It could have been the trailer brake drum. It could have been a drive. I don't know.
I guess that's just the way. I wouldn't have worded it like that if I was writing the article, I guess, because that makes it sound like it wasn't actually physically on, like an operational brake drum to me. But if it was an operational brake drum and it came off, which is, I just don't see how that would happen without the driver knowing. But either way, that's just kind of crazy. And it could come full circle back to actually kind of ironic, because the last time we spoke about kind of gators and stuff coming off of vehicles was when I was on my way to Utah. And now the same exact topic, uncoincidentally, I'm on my way back. And, you know, when we spoke about that, I guess almost a month ago now, you know, we spoke a lot about following too closely and things of that nature. And I don't see a brake drum really bouncing that much, you know, if you were set back as far as you should be. So it almost makes me think maybe they were following too closely, obviously. So, but that's a sad story either way. I don't know how much you can really speak about it. You know, it's kind of the last few episodes we've had, it was kind of talking about the same kind of stuff, you know. You can't follow up on a semi. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Three or four episodes ago, we spoke about the deck plate popping off and going through someone's windshield. And, I mean, it's just so many things that can happen. Gators,
well, that's,
you know,
a little further back than three or four, which, I mean, let me ask you, say, Tomcat, by the way, Alan, we got a guy on here today. He's a driver trainer for CRST. Oh, he goes by Oklahoma Tomcat, and he said he's got a similar story, and he wants to tell it. And, you know, before you tell the story, Tomcat, what do you think of that, of the way that actually happened? You got any thoughts on that?
I got lots of thoughts on it, gobs of them, because I can kind of relate how a driver could lose his cargo without knowing it, because unfortunately, a long time ago, I ran into a similar situation where something I was hauling fell off of a trailer, and I didn't know about it until a automobile driver flagged me down, you know, and luckily no one got hurt or anything on it. It was a very heavy piece of equipment that fell off, but it's very sad. And I remember in Virginia, watching the news, and a baby was in a pickup truck, you know, in a baby seat, and pipe came off of a trailer and went right through the windshield and stabbed the baby, killed the baby instantly. And there's two things that I always stress on these issues, having driven flatbeds and also wagons. Two main things, both on the driver's side and on the public, is, you know, for us drivers, we do need to really make sure all of our cargo is secure real good. And we do need to stop every once in a while and double check it. Because drafts do come loose, you know. And also, we need to make aware to the public how dangerous it is to be so close to these trucks. I know every once in a while I'll be looking in that mirror and I'll see a vehicle alongside me. And something I think about a lot is when these tires explode. My wife, who used to also drive trucks, she actually witnessed where a tire tread came off of a trailer and went right through the windshield of a car. When it exploded, the car was alongside the... So it's very sad, and unfortunately, we can't stop it all from happening, but, you know, we can do our part to help minimize it.
I hear you. Alan, what do you think?
During the break, I told you that I read a story today very similar to this. When you were reading that, I realized I think that's the story.
What's
Tom? During the break, when you were on break earlier, I told you that I read a story that was very similar to what you were talking about. When you're reading that story, I realized that. That was the story that I've read earlier.
Well, that's okay. And like you were talking about the incident in Virginia that you knew about where pipe came off and went through. Before I moved to Florida, I'm going to tell you, this was going back like 20 years ago. I remember specifically there was a lady in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, which is not far from where I used to live. And she, too, had that almost same incident where a flatbed, its load snapped, and a pipe went literally right through the windshield and just killed her. You know what I mean? Just impaled her, and she was dead. You know, I've seen it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, when you see, and this is what I was thinking also, you know how you see a lot of truck drivers almost look like they're drafting. You know, I don't know. You see two or three guys going down the road, and they're like, they're cranking it, and they're literally like right up against each other almost. I'll tell you what, I've done that, and I remember the one time in Pennsylvania, I think it was up on 80 or somewhere up in that area, where I would somehow a rock truck was in front of me, and guess what? Boom, a rock come out, a little rock, and right smashed my right window, my right windshield, and, you know, what am I going to do about it? So, you know, from tailgating sand trucks, which, you know, if you want to get sandblasted, even when they tarp right, you're still going to get your vehicle torn up with those guys. It's just not a good decision. And a lot of people, and like Tyler said, we talked about this not too long ago, and I forgot about that. We've had so many episodes. Tyler had mentioned it was a deck plate, Tyler, was it? A diamond plate or whatever, one of those steel plates came off. And there was a picture right on the website of it was embedded in the guy's windshield. You know, if that would have came in any further, somebody would have been cut in half with that thing. I mean, it was literally sunk right into the windshield. If you hadn't seen it, you can go on our Facebook page and scroll back, and it's on there. And, you know, just little things like that makes you realize some people think the safest place while traveling with a big truck is right up behind them. You know, you got your wind. In fact, if you're in a car, you get blown around because of the draft hitting you. But honestly, truly, if you're a four-wheeler, anybody out there listening, take our advice. You know, that's probably one of the most dangerous places. You know, the best thing you can do with a truck driver, if you're in a four-wheeler, is back off or get down the road. One of the two. Don't hang out on the side where there's blind spots. Don't hang out in them. We've given this advice all the time. Don't hang out too close to a truck driver. And don't, by all means, get in front of him and just come over to where, you know, he's not far from you now behind you. You know, that's obviously not a good place to be either. Alan, go ahead, weigh in on this one, buddy.
Well, is it, I take it he was hauling brake drums, or was it something that came off the truck? Because
no, and exactly, that's how I went back to look at that when Tyler said it. It just, all it says is, let me see here. It just says they were going westbound. It says the motorist, let's see, Sarah Carr was traveling west, and they were on State Road 46, and it says the brake drum fell off of a truck. Now, if you read the end of this, it says the back of the trailer. So it gives a description of almost a reefer or a dry van, because it says it's a semi-truck, says he has a trailer, says the back of the trailer was silver with a dark green trim. Now, I don't think that would be a description of a flatbed. So I'm thinking...
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, either. Well, now, the only other thing that could have possibly... It could have been already in the road, and he kicked it up, which I don't think that would have... It would have flew backwards to where it bounced and went through her windshield. It sounds like it obviously came off of his truck.
Well, it depends. I mean, if it would have been laying, like, on the flat side, yeah, he might have hit it and, like, kicked it sideways and it bounced up and hit the DOT bumper or who knows what and bounced and gotten kicked out the back. But my question right out of the gate when you're telling the story is, don't you have to take the tire off before you can get the brake drum off? Because that's a big round piece of steel, man.
Exactly. So, you know, it doesn't make sense.
That's held on
Something's
by the
not
lugs
making sense.
And everything. So, yeah, that's that, – it sounds like there's some information that's missing to clarify what happened, or maybe it was cracked in half, maybe it got broken or something, but even still the lugs are going to hold it on. Even if it's cracked and
busted.
You know,
here's the only other thing. What about maybe he had already done work on it, was sitting on the cat. I mean, the catwalk. I mean, I don't know. Like you said, it doesn't all jive together that a brake drum could actually come off unless the dude didn't have his lugs on and you know what I mean? And he had never, you know, never put it back together and the tire didn't come off. You know, I was running 90 there or 80 rather. I was coming in on 80 into Chicago. I was in near Gary, Indiana, going west. This was way back. And all of a sudden people were yelling, "Get out of the hammer lane. There's a set of tandems on the road." And I couldn't believe my eyes when a whole axle that came off of the back of a tractor trailer and was literally sitting in the middle of Interstate 80. I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous place to be out there. A lot of people take it for granted. They don't even realize what they're heading into. Go ahead, Alan.
That's kind of why you do a pre-trip, huh?
Yeah, man. That's a sad thing. It is. Yeah, that's just, you know, honestly, truly, I can't, like Alan said, I think there's more to the story. I agree with Alan. You know, there's no doubt in my mind there's got to be something else that's missing out of that story because, you know, it's just hard for a brake drum to just come, you know, out. Unless it was a flatbed, you know, maybe the back of the trailer was silver with green trim, you know, the flatbed. Who knows? That's a possibility. You just don't know. I guess only time will tell, right, guys?
Yep.
So, but anyway, so that's the topic of the night, projectiles coming off tractor trailers. Guys, tonight's our last episode for at least a week to 2-3 weeks. It's going to be, you know, we'll know when we're back on here in a couple, you know, I know it's going to be at least probably 10 days or so. And Tyler and I
are doing some updating or what?
Yeah, you'll get. Yeah, they're gonna. It's. I guess it'll be season three, and then we'll have some updates, and the Facebook page will stay live, and the Talk CDL page will still be going on. So I think, Tyler, I guess there'll be some reruns played or whatever.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know. We'll get to have to talk with them about it and stuff because, you know, reruns or not. You can go back and listen to. If you want to listen to a rerun, go on TalkCDL.com and go listen to an episode you haven't listened to. There's 219 episodes or something like that, or pretty close to it. So, you know, we'll have to figure it out and then publish it on Facebook, and maybe we'll do some pre-recordings on some new episodes. Who knows what we can do? We'll have to figure it out. But there's going to be some stuff done on the website. You know, there's going to be some maintenance done there and stuff like that. So. In order to be able to focus on those updates and everything, it's just kind of easier to be able to say, okay, we're going to take a break, do some updates on the site, and do some talking with articles and figure things out and
Yeah, I'm looking.
You know, I'll be able to focus
I'm
on
the site right now. Have Alan and Tomcat, you guys have been on the site lately on TalkCDL.com? Yeah. Have you been on the site?
Yes, actually.
I haven't in a few days.
Phone number.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty cool, man. I mean, like, it's got the big emblems and stuff like that, scrolling down all the episodes. It's got all the Stitcher stuff on there and Android and iTunes. And I'm looking here. It's got some of those articles that were posted. So it looks pretty good, guys. I really do. I like it.
Yeah.
And I noticed the other day, Tyler, we're at like 12 million now in the rankings in the world rankings out of a billion websites. That's not too bad. Not too bad at all. I think that's pretty cool, actually. I guess it's because we have a lot of people listening over in Europe and that now. You know that, Tyler.
Yeah, I think overall, just listens in general and all the content that's being posted on the site, it's all working in. But give me 1 second here. I gotta gas up real quick and everything because this is the last gas station before before.
Well, go ahead because we're only gonna be on another couple minutes. You know, here's a in season three, what I would like to really see, Alan. I don't know if you know what everybody's thoughts are, but I'd like to really make fun of a lot of people maybe in season three. You know, really. Make somebody the brunt of my jokes. I mean, I got to find somebody. What do you think, Alan?
I think you're doing that thing again where you're trying to see if you instigate something, if you're going to get a rise out of people.
You know, I did hear that show. Speaking of instigating stuff, I did hear that show where you were talking about truck drivers' wives causing accidents by calling their husband.
Yeah, I don't know if I got any hate mail that day or not, but yeah. And
yeah,
fact,
I was imagining a bunch of women chasing you down the highway.
Yeah, I think I had wife on.
Here's an idea. Just you know, take it or leave it. You know, whatever you want. And this is just something that I've noticed when I've been out that I've seen people nose into truck spots, and I put a post because Schneider has a page for drivers, for company drivers called like the Pumpkin Drivers or something. And I asked, I'm like, why didn't you back in? And so he told me, he goes, because I really paid attention and the only spots that were left, the one that was big enough for him to get in, there were two reefers side by side and it was late. So he knew he was going to be there for a while. So he noses in that way. If a new driver comes out, they don't come and cut him off short and hit his fender. And it made sense. Oops, sorry. But I was down in Nitro, and there was a new driver. He was a Werner driver. A guy pulled in. It was about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I had driven through the night. And he tried to pull into this spot. I don't know if you've ever even been to Nitro, West Virginia, the pilot down there. But, man, it is tiny. And I don't know. But this guy tried to pull in, new driver. He'd only been in 2 weeks. Hit this guy back and then went to like this back corner, found a spot in the back corner and tried to hide out. Well, the guy had a camera and had the motion sensor on it, but didn't know how to use it. So he got on the CB and said, hey, anybody here at the Nitro Pilot know how to work this, how to activate this Cobra dash cam so I can get it to play. The guy just tore off my front passenger side of his front of his truck and just tore it right off. Backed up, didn't stop. Police came. Well, they found him. They saw him in the lot, and they got him. But it's like I think it's so important for new drivers, especially going out, to understand how important space management is and, you know, how to back up and not be ashamed to get out and ask for help. I've seen more veteran drivers asking for help and being appreciative, trying to back in, you know, or get out of a spot in a tight area than new guys. And I think that speaks volumes for the type of driver that they are. So as you know, stressing the professionalism and stuff that you bring up a lot, I think that would be a good area to cover for new, especially
yeah.
new guys going
you
out.
You know what I like about that idea of pulling in now, as you're describing this, I'm thinking, okay, two things that was good for, you know, if you pull in between two reefers, obviously you're at the back of the trailer where the reefer motor's not running, you know, in your ear
right.
all night. And I know a lot of drivers right. don't like to park next to reefers. You know, me personally, I pulled a reefer and I actually loved my reefer humming. And then number two, like you said, you know, you, if some rookie's beside you, he's not going to pull out and shortcut it. But I will tell you now, you pull into a tight truck stop instead of backing into the hole, I tell you what, I bet you it's a little bugger getting back out. You know what I mean? You got to come out straight. And you got to jack that thing just right without clipping somebody. And it almost sounds like you'd be better off blindsiding out. But, you know, who am I, man? It's been a while since I even drove one. But I will tell you, that's not a – you know, I remember back in the day seeing the people pull in like that. I always backed in, man. I just didn't want to be the guy to have to back out of the spot. But, yeah, we can get into talking about professionalism in truck stops. I'll tell you, you want to talk about professionalism, and we'll have to make this a subject, like Alan said, because we're almost out of time here. But I'll tell you what, how about the guy that pulls into the fuel island and goes in to get a shower and has his dinner and, you know, all kind of stupid stuff. You know, that's, talk about ignorance. And I'm not saying that I've never done it, because I probably have. But you know what? We need to start extending professional courtesy. And I'll tell you what, the guy on the side of the road helping him, getting over for him. Just honestly, we really need to bring back professional courtesy. And I'll tell you something else. Diesel talked about it the other day, the CB. You know, we're advocates. I'm trying to throw some stuff out there for everybody on the ending of season two here. You know, the CB, you know, that was one of our big things in season two, you know, at the end of season one and the beginning of season two was the CB. You know, you know, honestly, the pileups out there, the non-communication. And yeah, I'm on everybody's case. I really am, because, you know, I don't want to see my brothers and sisters out there wiping each other out. And you know what? When you don't have a CB on, you know, it just turn that squelch all the way back to where you don't have any static. And at least you're hearing a mile out or so. If you got a decent CB, and honestly and truly, it's worth the investment and it's worth turning it on, you know, because it's, I couldn't tell you how many times it saved me. Like I just told you before, those tandems were in the road. I wouldn't have known it if somebody wasn't saying, get out of the hammer lane, man. There's some bad stuff up ahead. So I would tell everybody out there as we're ending season two here, guess what, man? Get a CB. Turn that CB on. I'm hearing, I got a friend over at National Carriers. Great people. Okay. The director of recruiting, his name is Rick Ham. Who's telling me, man, that not a lot of people coming to work now don't even have CBs anymore. And he was surprised. He said, it's been going on for a short time now, but I think social media, Facebook, you know, Twitter, you know, plus the fact that people now can just flip their Bluetooth on unlimited calling and just call their wife or their girlfriend or their friend or whatever they have at home waiting for them and just start talking, you know, and next thing you know, you're coming around the corner and you're in an accident or you're in a pileup. There's pileup, record amount of pileups, guys. I will tell you that. Record pileups. You don't want to do that. Tyler, did you get back in? Are you still out there pumping gas?
No, I'm here.
All right, man. All right. So you're on your way back to ND, huh?
Yeah, possibly.
Hey, Tyler, you know,
I don't know who I was listening to this show, so I don't. Yeah. I'm not confirming or denying nothing.
Yeah, you are in the service, so you are probably denying everything.
Yeah, I deny everything. Plausible deniability. That's just the way I run things.
Yeah. Hey, Tomcat, you know what? Now that you're on the show here tonight, we're going to ask you for your final thoughts, man. Why don't you wrap it up? Give me some thoughts.
All right. Well, my final thoughts is let's go back to safety, you know, for both the truck driver and the motoring public. You know, make sure that, I mean, we don't really know if that brake drum fell off of a flatbed or was shattered or whatever. But, you know, if you are hauling a flatbed or anything where cargo can fall off, make sure they're secure. Make sure you do your pre-trip. And, you know, get the word out there. I mean, everybody's on Facebook. I know I do it. You know, get the word out there, you know, to people about traveling around the semis. And what's real bad is I see a lot of semis tailgating, too. We really need to set the example and stop doing that. That Wyoming accident, you know, was due to no CBs and people traveling too fast and people tailgating. We need to make sure we're not tailgating either.
All right. Thanks, brother. And by the way, it was a pleasure having you on. you know, when we come back here in a couple of weeks, Lord willing, you're more than welcome to join the show, man, and hang out with us if you got something to say.
Well,
Alan, wrap up your thoughts, man.
You know, I just think, again, the safety, the CB, you brought that up, and it's been a lifesaver. It's really been an effective tool. Absolutely, if you're a newer driver, don't hesitate to get one because it will definitely be worth every penny. And just be aware of the spacing. One thing I've noticed a lot of drivers are flying along and really crunching up tight on four-wheelers. And, you know, it's the same complaint on both sides. But, you know, just really pay attention and be safe because that extra couple of seconds isn't worth a lifetime of misery.
All right. All right, man. We'll hope to see you in a couple of weeks, Alan, Lord willing. Tyler, why don't you wrap us up with your thoughts and tell everybody where they can find us and how everything is going and all of their good stuff, and then I'll finish it up.
Yep. All right. Following on with the CB deal, I'm not going to tell you to get one. I'm not going to tell you to sink $100 into a CB, $150 in a CB, $200 in a CB, $600 in a CB. I mean, I could keep going up in price because you can keep getting a nicer and nicer CB, whether you go Galaxy or whatever the case is, okay? But what I am going to tell you is you have no excuse, because if you have a phone, you can listen to the CB, because the frequencies and what CBs bounce off of is no different, really, than what cellular bounces off of. So if you have a phone, head over to the iTunes, you know, store, or the Android, Google Play Store on your phone, depending on which one you got, okay? And there's a free app. Right? There's multiple free apps on there. There's one called Channel 19, and there, I don't know, there's a bunch of others. Just type in CB radio, and you get free apps, okay? You can at least listen to them. Then you have no excuse on why. Okay, maybe if you read the reviews, there's some people like, oh, this is a lot of drama on this, you know, but that's a bunch of four-wheelers getting on, wanting to talk to truckers expecting not to have drama. You know, that's their own fault, all right? So you have no excuse. Just be safe out on the road. Use at least download the app. It's free. All right. So, but I would definitely prefer you have a nice setup in your truck, because you're just going to have better quality all around. So, aside from that, I'd say don't, you know, I'm not even going to really give anything else on that, because I think that, everyone else really summed up, you know, not following too close and everything else pretty well, actually. So, I'm just going to go ahead and say TalkShow.com is going to be having some new stuff going on. I've done some editing already. And, yeah, just go on there every day and see what's new. Every day the show goes posted on there. One thing I would request, if you guys would, we'd really appreciate it. You know, we know how many people listen, okay? You guys can't hide from us, okay? It's the internet. I can see when you're listening to the show, okay? Not being a creeper or nothing, but I want to know, you know, if we're getting views, because that's what keeps us going, is knowing that, you know, there's actually people that are taking in this information. So what I would say is, you know, I know how many people are listening. If even at least 5% of you gave us some feedback on what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, if you listen to the show every day, or if you only like listening once a week, you know, if you don't have time to listen, you know, at 8 o'clock, you know, that kind of information helps us a lot, because we can better tailor and find out what exactly the majority, you know, wants and what they need. So the way you can get to us and let us know that information is if you were to go on the talkstudio.com and click on the contact button, and just send us a message there. Or even simpler for you is just go to facebook.com/talkstudio and send us a message. Okay, and then either Troy or myself or one of the other admins on that page will be able to get back to you and thank you for your review. And it just really helps us out a lot. What else? I think that's about it. You can find us on iTunes and on Stitcher. You can also give us a review on both of those platforms as well. So that would be awesome. I think we got one not too long ago. There's some on there. You can read them on the website, actually. They get posted over there. So, yeah, I think that's all I got. It's kind of boring topic, but it's important. And sadly, we gotta say it, or else you guys won't do it. All right, so we'd appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Go ahead, Troy.
All right, Tyler, finally. All right, brother. I'm going to go ahead and close us out here. You know what? My thoughts are like they are every show, Lord willing. I say that always. Without him, okay, we don't wake up tomorrow. And if we're alive in a couple weeks when season three is supposed to – that's awesome, season three. Let me bring Tyler back on for a second. Hey, Tyler, did you ever think season three? Did you ever think you'd hear that, season three? How crazy.
No, it's not crazy. It's
yeah, season three, man. That's pretty cool. So anyways, you know what? Season three starts here in a couple weeks. If we're alive, God willing, we're going to get up and we're going to do it. More articles, more topics, more guests. You know, we got the Oklahoma Tomcat on today. We've got Alan. Cody wasn't on, but we missed Rich. I was on the phone with Rich earlier, and he's been busy, but he'll probably be back on. Diesel, he's slowly creeping on. And Kelly, our lady trucker, it's always a pleasure to have her. More links. I think Tyler's going to be putting more links. We're supporters of a lot of charities, you know, a lot of, you know, Truckers Final Mile and Drive for Freedom. And those guys, they're up on our site and we support those guys in their causes. I think they're all non-profitable. And, you know, honestly, we want to thank all the viewers. And without you guys, obviously, you know, we don't really have a show. We just have a couple people talking into microphones. So we appreciate the people that send us emails and messages all the time. You guys are awesome. Praise God for everybody and the show. And until we meet again, good night and God bless.